The health unit to our immediate south is seeing a big surge in COVID cases. Over the past 3 weeks, the number of cases in Simcoe Muskoka has increased weekly, with 247 new cases reported by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit for the week of October 31st, an increase that is nearly double the 127 cases reported for the week of October 24th. Over the past 2 weeks, the incident rate rose from 21.0 cases per 100,000 per week during the week of October 24 to 30 to 40.9 cases per 100,000 per week for the week of October 31 to November 6. By contrast, the province and surrounding public health units saw incidence rates of 17.0 and 22.3 for the same respective time frame. When case counts rise, the number of close contacts and potential exposure locations requiring follow-up also increases, said Dr. Charles Gardner, SMDHU's Medical Officer of Health. As we have done previously, the health unit is modifying its case and contact management processes so that we can continue to reach new lab-confirmed cases as quickly as possible while also managing current capacity issues. SMDHU says it will continue contacting people who test positive for COVID-19 for an interview. When contacted, an individual will receive isolation directions and instructions for notifying their close contacts based on the length of time spent together, physical proximity, and whether they live in the same household. Anyone who is not fully immunized and is identified as a close contact of an individual who tested positive is required to self-isolate for 10 days from their last exposure and get tested for COVID-19. SMDHU will continue to prioritize outbreaks and exposure site investigations in settings based on vulnerability and SMDHU capacity. However, when case counts rise, the number of exposure settings also increases and impacts the health unit's capacity to follow up with exposure locations in a timely way, says a news release. With the cooler weather, more people are spending time indoors with people from outside of their household, warns Gardner. As the number of cases trends upwards, I urge all residents to continue practicing preventative measures, including completing daily COVID-19 screenings, physical distancing from those living outside your household, masking and frequent handwashing. It is essential that individuals stay home when feeling ill, even if symptoms are mild, and seek assessment and testing. As well, individuals who have not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination are encouraged to get vaccinated as soon as they are able.